Well, so this AI boom and all of this reliance on debt to fund the data center build out, it's giving tech investors a lot more reason to watch the bond market, especially when you look at the 10-year. So smaller, high-growth tech stocks have really always been pretty rate-sensitive, but the giants in tech have been historically a lot more immune to what is going on with rates and the Fed because of their fortress balance sheets. But that is changing significantly. The biggest tech companies are now expected to spend about $750 billion on this AI build-out just this year. And recently, a handful, as you mentioned, Brian, have tapped debt markets. You have NVIDIA and Oracle. Meta filed for about a $30 billion offering. Amazon has filed the paperwork for a loan facility. Alphabet had one of the biggest out there. And then OpenAI has pointed to access to public debt as one major motivator to actually go public. Analysts that I've been talking to widely expect this borrowing spree to continue, barring any sort of rate shock here. But these companies have been depleting their cash reserves at the same time. Goldman Sachs noting recently that after accounting for CapEx, free cash flow is at its lowest level since the dot-com era. You can see that chart there. Part of this is all financial engineering, so there are reasons you would want to borrow instead of actually spending your cash. When it comes to these tech companies, it can be a lot more capital efficient. It can preserve some flexibility. Peter Buchvar put it well. He told me earlier, Brian, bottom line, tech investors are learning what it's like to be an investor in an old economy industrial business